Jim, welcome aboard. Welcome back, man. How are you?
I am good. I'm really excited about the fact that we are only 2 weeks out from LSU football, my friend.
Right? I mean, like, weather aside, I'm still you gotta at least be fired up about that. I mean, it's gonna be gross, temperature wise. Temperature wise will be gross, but football will be back, and most, if not all, will be right with the world. Hey,
there you go.
Before we dive in, I appreciate you letting Andre step in for a couple weeks. Fantastic content. It was the exact right content as well, as we were preparing for and then looking back on qualifying. That being said, any legislative races catching your eye?
Well, actually, the past week was somewhat interesting, not entirely unexpected. We were hearing rumors to that effect that there would be candidates who had chosen to run that would either be disqualified or would choose to remove themselves from the race, and that did, in fact, occur. There were a couple of seats that were being contested that ultimately are no longer contested, most particularly Denise Marcel's race. She had an opponent, Kurt Sharper, and he has withdrawn now, and so she has been reelected effectively to her seat. Also, Representative Mark Wright over in the Covington area, he had two opponents, and both of them have now withdrawn, and so he is reelected. I saw him over in Lake Charles at the legislator function, and he did look like a much, much happier individual than he had been. So, good outcomes there. As you know, there were a lot of unopposed races where legislators have essentially been returned to their seats. Locally here, Franklin Foyle has won re-election. Paula Davis has won re-election. Interestingly, there are three seats that were open seats where individuals walked in uncontested. That's not usual. It's not unprecedented, but it's not usual. So kind of interesting that those individuals did not have to actually run a race. And it's going to be interesting to see how a few of these other races go. I think Andre mentioned that Pat Connick, Senator Connick, has a race. It involves an individual who is from a family that is well-known politically in the area, as are the Connicks. And so I think he's going to have his hands full with that race to a certain degree. He has not, I don't believe, had to run a race before. And so it's going to be interesting to see if Pat can manage to reassert himself in the manner he needs to in order to win that race.
We're talking with Jim Patterson, interim president and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Yeah, that Connick race is it is interesting because I didn't realize he hadn't had to run yet.
Yeah, he was one of those that walked in when the seat became open, I think in large measure because he was a very well-known and well-liked individual in the district. So as a consequence, he didn't have a race the first time around. And that does beg the question, can he figure out how to mount a campaign now since he has what I think is a reasonably difficult opponent for him?
The opponent coming around, and you had mentioned comes from a pretty well-known family. I mean, do you get more well-known down that way than the Connicks?
Well, the Kerner family has been very active and involved at a lot of different levels, politically and community-wide. They're liked and respected. Certainly there are those that know and prefer the Connicks. That's just normal local politics, my friend. You know that.
Yeah.
And so consequently, he's going to have to pay attention to what he's doing there.
We're talking with Jim Patterson from the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. It's the one of, I guess, a handful of races that are really going to stick out. But moving from those races, did you mention y'all had a legislative event over in Lake Charles?
Yes, it's called Legisgator. It is hosted by the Southwest Area Chamber. George Swift puts on a really, really good show. It's a luncheon, at which point they give out awards for legislators and basically allow our congressional delegation to attend and speak. We were over there hosting a hospitality suite along with Advantis Consulting. Was very well attended, a lot of fun the Thursday night before the Friday when the luncheon occurs. And in fact, ahead of the luncheon, they had a gubernatorial forum, as many are. It was attended by most of the candidates, though not all. And it was really very interesting to hear from the individual members of our Congress. They have them there. They asked them to speak ahead of giving out the awards. And they started off with John Kennedy. And it might surprise you that John actually did, Senator Kennedy, he did kind of have a conciliatory tone in his remarks. It's not necessarily what most people would expect from John, but he was talking about the need for us to work together. He talked about how in that area, having had Hurricane Laura hit a couple of years ago, and how it has managed to get back on its feet for the most part, and how working in the Congress, the delegation had been able to get funding headed their way to help in that regard. Went off into a discussion of why things are so broken in D.C. and how there is a need for people to recognize that while we don't always agree on everything, there is a lot on which we do agree. And it doesn't matter what our race is, what our gender is, or any of that. We just put that aside and come together to figure out solutions to the very, very difficult challenges that we face from time to time and rather often, as a matter of fact. And he finished, in John Kennedy style. He finished by noting, trying to stay with the theme of the the event being called Ledges Gator. He said, "Just remember, to an alligator, we all just taste like chicken." and of course, you could imagine that drew a few laughs. And then they had other members get up. I actually was a little surprised that Clay Higgins kind of pivoted off of what Senator Kennedy said, and Representative Higgins talked about the need to work together, and he sounded a more conciliatory tone than usually is uttered by the gentleman. So it was kind of interesting from that standpoint. There was generally a good vibe. Now, the one individual that did kind of stand up, and I think it was proper for him to do so, and he's done it on your program as well. Representative Garrett Graves decided to focus on the fact that we have so much debt that our country is basically mired in, and the interest that's going to be accruing on that, and what that means to the country and to our inflation and everything else that issues from that. He was speaking truth. But he was being maybe a little less conciliatory than others. He kind of got a little bit of a dig at Senator Bill Cassidy on his Infrastructure Act legislation that he was supportive of. Mm-hmm. And, to his credit, Senator Cassidy responded to that. Said, well, this has brought in some things to Louisiana, not the least of which is broadband to our rural areas. And we are really, really benefiting from it. So he didn't back off of his belief that was a good piece of legislation. But that is part of the process, as you well know, my friend. We do disagree. But as long as we take a respectful tone and don't try to point fingers and get ugly about it, but would rather have respectful conversations, we might be able to find paths to the right kind of outcomes. Senator Kennedy made the point. He said, you and the legislature, because there were a number of legislators there, most of them without races, but that they had to go and campaign on. The ones that did weren't there particularly. But he said, you Republicans in the legislature, listen to your Democrat colleagues. And you Democrats in the legislature, listen to your Republican colleagues. If you listen, if you hear what they're saying, you can find your way to solutions.
Jim Patterson, interim president and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. We got less than a minute to go, Jim, so I'm basically looking for a yes or no answer here. conciliatory tone from Clay Higgins. Surprising?
Yes.
I mean, where'd that come from?
Well, you know, over time, perhaps we all mature.
Yeah.
And learn, and that experience informs us.
He is Jim Patterson. We'll have to pick that up at another time. And we got to make it a point next week. I need an update on LA 23, but that's going to have to wait until next week because we're straight up out of time today. Appreciate you hopping on board.
Appreciate you. Thank you, Brian.